RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That is the that's what I'm looking at with the Los Angeles Rams. A team that could win the Super Bowl or a team that could miss the playoffs based on their quarterback's back.
To that point, too, we talk about Matthew Stafford being injured and not being able to play. What if he's just old? What if the back issues, he can't move the same way or he can't deliver the ball the same way because of it's just back not being 100%?
Mm-hmm.
He could be out there playing. He could be in the lineup and just not be as effective anymore because of lingering back problems that he's able to play with, but it keeps him from being the Matthew Stafford that we know.
Well, that was to it. I almost feel like I'm making an excuse for him, and I don't want to do that. That's sort of what Rodgers was last year, mm-hmm. right? Like, Rodgers is coming off the Achilles, mm-hmm. and, like, he's playing. Mm-hmm. He can't move. He can't go around. He's just kind of stuck.
Can't even deliver the ball the same way.
Like, nothing is the same. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to be an athlete of that level and being so unsure about your body. Like, your body that has done things, hit throw. That throw, I don't think it was the Dez caught it game. It was a different game where the Packers beat the Cowboys.
But the one against Dak rookie year?
Yeah, that throw on the sideline.
Jared Cook, yeah. There.
Is two quarterbacks in the league could make that throw. And he was one of them. I'd bet your house today that he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in just those things that you used to be able to do, you can't do anymore. And that's a great point. Like, Stafford could be facing that. Like, he started practicing what?
Two weeks ago?
Yeah.
37 After, years old.
And that's the other thing. Like, we knew time was limited with Matthew Stafford. I didn't think it was this year, but we knew time was limited, and that clock could be about to expire.
Yeah. So,
it's what he gets for throwing that lady off of the stage.
Man.
Like, it was like she was Mick Foley at Hell in a Cell.
Mick Foley. I have a lot of reverence for Sean McVay and what he's done with that Rams organization, building it back up. You've heard me talk a few different times about the defense and how I love the young defenders that they have. Not just because they're in the same division as the Niners, but as we've gotten closer and closer to week one, I've started to fall back off the Rams a little bit, even to the point where yesterday with 4-4 out, I got them out and put Seattle in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I was thinking about was that Matthew Stafford, older, injured, not only can he hold up, but if he's in there, can he still be just as productive as we expect Matthew Stafford to be?
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who says, yeah, I understand that, he gets the benefit of the doubt. He's one of the great quarterbacks of his generation. So until you see him just not able to execute, last year he had 3,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So until he shows you that he can't do that, I understand anybody giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm just not going to do that right now. I think I'm predicting this is when the age shows up a little bit and the wear and tear that he's gone through in his career shows up, and it won't be enough to get that team back to the playoffs or any type of Super Bowl contention.
Mm. I do not think we've referenced the Cardinals one time this offseason.
That's the Cardinals, man. Like,
I seen a few people, like, and I mean it, like, maybe like 3 or 4 people saying they gonna win a division.
So
I'm not buying that.
I don't think that, and I don't know. The silence could just mean they didn't really do anything. But that might not necessarily be a Sacramento Kings made the playoffs and then they didn't really do anything type of sentence. It might be more like they didn't do anything because they like what they have. They like the offense that they have. They trust Kyler Murray. You talk about play callers. They like their play caller. They like their staff. They like everything they've got together. And maybe for lack of a... Maybe this is the perfect phrase. Maybe they feel like they're on the right track. But it has not resulted in much offseason conversation about that team.
If I had any, I would sell my Kyler Murray stock right now. I feel like maybe jumping off the boat a little bit too early, but I feel like we've been talking way too long about, oh yeah, Kyler's got all this potential. I don't think we've ever really seen it. And at this point, I feel like if we're waiting this long, maybe what he is now is what he's going to be the rest of his career.
Kyler, I thought I heard a couple weeks ago somebody made the comp to Kyler Murray and Trae Young. And just like, you'll watch them. They'll have these moments. Like you'll during the NBA season, oh, man, did you see Trae Young? He had 52 last night. Man, that guy amazing. And then the team's never really progress, never really elevate. And that doesn't mean it's all Trae Young's fault, just like it doesn't mean it's all Kyler Murray's fault. But they talk about, oh, man, Kyler Murray, did you see that play he had? Or he's carving up the Niners. He just gives the Niners fits. He's carving up the Niners. Like, this guy, he's a problem. And then we get into the middle of November, and they're 6-7. And it's like, yeah, they're in the playoff hunt, but – do you really believe that they're going to make the playoffs?
But is that all on Kyler?
No, it's not. Just like it's not all on Trey. But that's usually the story of this Cardinals team under Kyler Murray. And he'll have those games where he looks fantastic. Then he'll have another game where it's like, oh, it might be in the art sweepstakes because I think this thing is done.
3,851 yards last year, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
It's fine, and it's pretty much just about what he's been too.
That's accurate. That's 100% accurate. That is about what he's been.
I think Kyler's a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback.
But does everything end with the quarterback?
It feels like it does in Arizona.
Because they
haven't figured out the complementary aspect to it, whether it's the defense or running game or whatever. I know they still got James Conner, don't they?
And James Conner's been perfectly consistent too.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr. hoping he takes another step, but if that team wants to see true success, Kyler's got to take another step, and I don't think he's got that.
You know what it feels like a little bit? It feels like they would be best served if they pulled a Buffalo Bills and took a little bit off of Kyler Murray's plate, just like the Bills took some off of Josh Allen's plate. Dedicated themselves to that run game a little bit, and they started to take off. Feels like that might serve Arizona best, but that's just not the way their offense is set up or what they want to do. So they should be 2-0 going into that Week 3 game against the Niners. They got the Saints to start the season, then at home against the Panthers.
Boy, people got the Saints at 0-17. if they could put them at 0-18, they would.
They're going to be very bad. Like, Spencer Rattler's your starting quarterback.
The guy they drafted, every time I see something from him, is that pass at the combine. Did you see where he tried to sidearm
it? Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
That'll be Arch's team soon enough.
Wow. Arch might pull a Eli.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way Grandpa's going to allow that to happen. We'll come back.
Uncle Eli going to step in and be like, yes, he is.
Well, we'll see who calls the shots in the family then. Coach Brendan Marion probably joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, it appears Coach Brendan Marion has heard this show and was just like, yeah, guys, I don't think so.
Now's not the time.
I don't think this is going to happen. YouTube jackasses talking about Chargers named after charging a credit card.
I got some more real tidbits. Now.
Oh, great.
Now that the bit is over, I got the real tidbits.
I can't believe you killed the bit. Well, that's terrible.
Actually, I don't even think they have enough fake ones for me to do it for
the rest of
the time. The Jets have the longest active playoff drought.
Mm. How many years?
I think it is... I want to say it's.
I should
17.
Know to not ask follow up questions.
It's 16
at this
or
point.
It's 13. Didn't they go to the playoffs in 2012? What year was Thomas Jones and Rex Ryan? Was that 2012 or a little bit before
Thomas
that?
That was Jones? Like
09. 09.
14. Yeah. The answer is 14.
14. That's right. I was about to say 15, but yeah, somewhere around there. Because it was a little before Reese was born.
Imagine not having the playoffs for that long. What a poverty franchise.
That's what people say about the Jets, too.
Well, not exactly wrong.
And shout out to my guy. Shout out to my man, Jesse Tapia. The Dolphins still to this day have the only undefeated season
facts.
In NFL history.
The Patriots didn't do it because they lost in the Super Bowl that one year, so it doesn't count.
Damn, that was very specific.
Just saying, that's the one people like to argue. It's like, nah.
Securing a Bagley not going to like that, dog.
Don't have to like it. It's the truth.
What were they, 16-0? Like 14-0 plus two playoff games?
Yeah, I finished 17-0 or something like that.
Oh, they finished 7. It was 17-0. Okay. Mm.
Patriots won 18-1. That is tough. That is almost, that's probably the equivalent of the Warriors losing the 3-1 series. Like you were
staring
immortality.
Well,
you were
blowing teams out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but Mercury Morris, he's not with us anymore, right?
No, he passed recently.
He was the call me when you're on my block guy. Call me when you're on my in my neighborhood. Call me when you're on my block.
Yep.
God, that group's more obnoxious than the 2008.
What do you do? All right, hold on. What do you just read in chat messages now? Colin and Edison saying the same thing.
He's right.
No, he's not.
He's right.
He's not.
That group is more obnoxious than that 08 Celtics
team. If you were the
team.
Only team to do something, wouldn't you toast to it?
I'd probably be.
Nah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do it
videotape it and send it to ESPN.
Yeah,
no,
I would do it.
They don't send it to ESPN.
Nah, Jesse's right.
Yeah,
I'd do it.
Thank you.
I'd do it.
Haters. Always
I would do that.
You'd be mad at me because they don't make undefeated merch for your teams.
I'd have my Super Bowl ring on my finger every time I pop the champagne. Yeah,
Tom Brady, you suck. Like you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We
not wrong.
Got to update Coach Marion. They're still in a coach's meeting, so he'll be here when he's done.
That's fine. When you get your ass kicked like that, you talk as long as you need to.
They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Coach, take your time. While Coach is in his meeting, we'll tell you about Baker Family Wines. I grabbed this Zinfandel 2021, but the red variety. See you, Dusty Baker. You can head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. As we mentioned yesterday, we're working out the final details of when we're going to make our first appearance over there, official appearance where we can invite everybody to come hang out with us. We're going to plan for a Sunday where we could watch football together at the winery. You don't have to drive to Lodi. You don't have to drive to Amador County. You certainly don't have to drive to Napa. It's right here in West Sacramento.
Yeah, man. Right there in West Sac, man. Baker Family Wines. Really cool spot, too, man. Mm-hmm. Really cool spot.
Yeah, yeah.
The vibes are always great every time I go in there. Good people, good company, great wine.
Absolutely tremendous wine. If you're at a Nugget, look for the little Stitch. You might be able to find it there because I don't know exactly which Nuggets have them, but I know Nugget is a carrier of Baker Family Wine, so that's a free plug for Nugget right there. Look for this little Stitch. You'll recognize it, and, of course, you'll see the Baker Family Wines logo right there in the corner. You can join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. Learn all about the tremendous work that the Hall of Famer, our very own Dusty Baker, has put into his tremendous collection of wines over at BakerFamilyWines.com. Baker Wine.
That would be Johnny G today. Johnny G, shout out. Zabos.
Well, wait a second. Is it bake your wine or bake your wine?
I think it's bake.
I don't know what it is because this isn't real.
Bake your wine.
It's your league, pal. It's whatever you want.
It's not my league. Yeah. This is stupid.
No. This is your USFL.
No, it's not.
Zabos said it. This
is stupid.
This is like an XFL league.
Pamela Love asked me.
Johnny, he hate me, G.
He's in the lead. He's got 3 wins.
Oh.
What'd you see?
Okay. So, Pamela Love asked me, because we love these cookies from Motorhead.
I have 4 of them already.
Is it Loomis?
Yeah, Loomis.
She's like, hey, try these oatmeal raisin cookies. And I'm like, Pamela. She's like, would you please try it? I was like, do you like oatmeal raisin cookies? She was like, I don't like raisins in my cookies. I was like, why are you asking me to try this, Pamela? She's like, I think you're going to like it. This is terrific.
This is a really good cookie.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, this is really good.
This is my Achilles heel right here. I don't need to. I got a chocolate chip right here.
That's mine.
I got a chocolate chip right here.
No. I got my chocolate chip right here, too. I'm doing this as a favor for my people, and this is terrific.
Like I said, I'll take your word.
Yeah, sure it is.
Pamela, she knew to ask you. I'm telling you.
Man.
And this ain't got nothing to do with Motorhead or nothing like that. I wouldn't like it. That combination, I'm just not going to like it. I'm just not.
Okay, then don't
even
like it.
If I did, I'd probably just hate it. Like, hate on it. Like, no, I don't like it still.
If I could flag Pamela Love down, I would tell her to just pack the rest of those and send them with your boy.
Oh, so you're an oatmeal raisin guy now, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No, you
said bag them up.
Slander.
I'll take 12.
Slander. I'm suing. That's slander. This one, though.
Damien and TC.
So how do the raisin taste like?
Huh?
How do the raisin taste?
I don't know. I think there's so much sugar on here. I think there's so much sugar on here, it doesn't matter.
It's the equivalent of having cornflakes and throwing sugar in that.
Bro, this is amazing.
You like the sugar.
Cornflakes and throwing sugar.
Shout out.
Oh, man. Cornflakes was tough. Cornflakes still not as...
this cookie is terrific.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say, dude really likes the cookie.
No, this cookie is terrific. This is an absolute shoot. This cookie is amazing.
Salute to you, man.
Yeah, Casey. Salute to you. Man, right,
salute to me.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a good friend.
I am, too.
No, you're
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I still got my Trey Lance.
No, you're trolling me.
I'm not trolling you.
You're trash.
I'm letting you know I'm still here. I'm still rocking.
As soon as I saw KC, I like squinted. I was like, no, he didn't.
I'm still rocking, man. I'm still rocking that Trey Lance.
Scooter says we need another taste test when D'Lo hasn't been drinking.
Right? That's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point.
That is fair. James is over there pouring drinks like it's Friday night at the club. Look at him.
He's got the little stirring stick.
James, I walked out there to grab my juice and the Pamela Love oatmeal cookie, and James goes, "You want another drink?" Like, no. James, I'm at work, bro.
Hey, he's like, no. Right now. He's
James
working.
Is moving like he's at dive bar right
like,
now.
Like, look at him.
He's throwing the drink over his shoulder. He's shaking it right
now. Oh, he's absolutely doing it. He's got the strainer. Hey, come on, Hammer.
I didn't even know we had that here.
Somebody had to have brought that from home. Oh, look. He's serving it up. Like, here, Doug.
Oh, here. He's the little scary thing right now.
Oh, absolutely.
What is he?
James is comedy. Oh, where'd he go?
I think he took it to Baylor.
James just took off running into the abyss.
He did a little jump in the air right now, kicked his feet in the air. Yeah, we can't put the camera on.
Why is JC creeping around the corner?
Oh, wait a minute. What's Miller doing? Oh, Miller's filming. No, because there's a huge party going on in the lobby that you don't
see. Everybody's having a great time.
Literally three people in the whole company that can't be a part of it, and it's us.
This is so stupid.
Everybody having a great time. This is just, oh no. The tailgate was a rousing success. Everybody, such bonding that went on.
For those that are watching, I'm going to show you something. Like, look, you guys see that screen right there? You see all of that green? Those are the stations that are just like in automation right now. You see the red? That's us. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Yeah, good time.
New regime. Still hate us.
Good times.
Bro, James Hamm was really running around the office, like jumping up in the air.
James was running like this. Well, he's right there. Oh, like, I think he's writing down his orders. I see him. He's standing right out there. I think he's writing down his orders. Old fashioned for Bill. Dirty martini for Sylvia.
Oh, now he's playing. He's playing cornhole now.
Oh, great. Cornhole right outside the ESPN studio.
Scooter says they probably have...
Everybody is chilling. Bill has his feet kicked up, just chilling.
So the best thing, relaxing. You know what the best part? They're telling everyone to go home early. That's a shoot. Everybody gets to go home early.
What are we doing here?
You get to go home early and watch football.
Shout out Scooter, too. Wishful thinking says they probably have us on out there listening to us laughing. No chance. No chance.
Our radios in this building isn't even programmed.
Yeah, it cycles through the five stations except for ours.
Yeah, man.
They said when they had Jonathan putting it together, they're like, all right, you got all the stations. Well, wait, I don't have 1320 on here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Like, we don't have 1320 on here. Yeah. Have you ever heard that show? Let's
they just kept it moving.
They were talking about some Ultimate Warrior.
I don't know. Kenny kept doing impressions and we turned it off.
Oh, man.
We pretty much couldn't stand it.
Hey, you know what? I was, as I slowly get through.
How's your drink doing over there, pal?
It's great, man. This is how I normally drink. I just, you know, kind of sip here and there.
Mm-hmm. Say the word. Okay. We got a mobile bartender going around.
Well, yeah. Ask James. He'll pour you a new one if you want.
As I slowly get through the Dallas Cowboys doc, I'm like at episode six right now.
Okay,
I was watching last night. And it was just great timing because the Kawhi Leonard story and how people thought he did that to get Deion. They thought Jerry did that Deion with that Nike deal. Jerry was a menace. Jerry said, they told me I had to leave because now they were going to talk about the lawsuit. And I got up and I said, all right. And I got halfway there, and I had tears in my eyes, and I just kind of lost it. And I turned around, and I said, if you guys win this lawsuit, I know you're going to take my team. But if I win the lawsuit, I'm getting every penny of that $750 million till the day I die.
All right, thank you, Jerry. How,
what was he writing on that whole time?
No.
What was he, I got a question.
No,
what was he writing? Question in my mind.
Don't gloss past this. I have a question too.
All right, that's yours. Mine's about Dion.
You knew that whole scene by heart?
Yeah.
Did you practice that?
No, it's the memory. I remember when he said it.
All right, now my question.
Because he said, "I'm gonna get every one of you."
Oh yeah, hit the music.
I love Jerry Jones.
That's fine.
What was he doing? What was he working on, math? Why was he writing the whole documentary?
Oh, I don't know. He has that. Well, in his defense, I'm almost always holding. I almost always have a pen in my hand.
You're not writing during an interview. No, somebody just interviewing you.
I'm just moving. He's just moving it like this.
Man.
Well, a couple times he wrote.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm like, what is he writing?
Oh, he was writing. That's right. What lie am I going to tell here? No, I didn't have no problem with that boy taking a knee. Well, I just looked over to see what all the fuss was about. We was letting a black person into our school.
I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen a black person before.
Dagnabbit, about a black person.
Cut. God damn it. Why can't I say color?
Steven, make sure they cut that. Make sure they cut that, Steven. They said Steven almost beat his ass when he signed Dion.
They said he threw him against the wall.
You know what was funny? Watching that documentary, I was like, yo, Steven's gotten old. Yeah. Like, I forget. Yeah, like, we keep thinking, like, oh, Jerry's getting older. Steven now right all behind. Of a sudden looks like an old man.
Steven not it's far like, behind.
It's like, wait a minute. We're talking about who's going to take the Cowboys when Jerry dies. Who's going to take the team when Steven dies?
Right. Who's his kids?
Like, right?
And then
we're going to have Charlotte out here running things.
The other part that got me a little bit was Barry Switzer, who comes off really well.
He comes off great.
He comes off great. I always liked Barry Switzer from afar, but after hearing how he dealt with the players and how much they loved him and respected him as a man.
Minus Troy, man.
Huh?
Well, minus Troy.
Troy.
Yo, that was – I guess I was too young. I didn't know all that.
I didn't either. And Barry was kind of foul for that. If that's how it went down, as much as I like Barry, like that was – that was wrong.
That reminds me of another
that was
thing
wrong.
Too.
But
that reminds you of what?
Another thing too. Stuff used to just play out on the open back then, huh? I feel like the Jerry versus Jimmy Johnson stuff, everyone knew they hated each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone knew Troy and Barry Switzer hated each other. Everyone knew about Michael Irvin. I feel like now that's all just under the rug. Maybe you get an article from Shams at the end of the year.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right. That was a funny part that you did. Ed Ward, are you sick around? I'm going to fire that son of a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it was just out in the open.
That disloyal son of a bitch.
Can you imagine?
Jerry, let go of my leg.
Can you imagine Scott Perry grab James? Don't you go anywhere. I'm going to fire that son of a bitch. Oh, my God.
Man. But the part that kind
of... Why? What happened? Well, he looked at me funny when we toasted.
We were talking. Yeah, but we weren't talking.
All right,
Jerry. The one that got me, though, was like in a bad way. And just like, I had to be like, damn, like, Barry. When he talked about his mom.
Yeah.
I said, oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
That's the type because he wanted the best for her and all that.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to do good.
Didn't Barry tell Jerry Jones, you need to fire me?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said? He was like, you need to.
I didn't get there yet.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, thank you.
Spoiler alert.
No need to watch the rest of it now. Do the Cowboys ever win another Super Bowl?
Well, I got good news for you.
Let me tell you, they played the Packers a couple times.
Oh, let me say this.
Let me tell you this. They were smart enough to not put the 49ers in that documentary again.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't have a problem saying this because I wasn't really a fan. That took a turn on this guy a little. Well, you could guess when I started to take a turn on this guy a little bit when he started talking. Carmen Posse's a little whiny.
Mm,
a little whiny.
Yeah.
I was like, don't Don't represent us that way.
He also they used him because he legitimately hates the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Like and I think he legitimately hates Jerry Jones. Yeah. Like the detest.
Yeah.
Like you can see it. You can hear it. It's palpable. You can feel it. Like he hates that man. And I can imagine the documentary people were like, yeah, let's use every
Carver,
second.
You're going to be
a
nice little figure in this story.
Yeah, absolutely. He's important to the 49ers history.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no, he does not come across great.
Yeah, he'd come off. The reason why I said what I said was, he was doing some interviews, in, what was that, 17, 18? Then I was like, oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah.
That's how you feel, Carmen?
Yeah.
Mm.
Going back to Deion, so Jerry Rice unquestioned the best football player of all time over Deion?
Yeah, he is. But Deion is...
So that's a...
Deion might be the best defender of all
time. I was going to say, that's a great question on Jesse's part, because we said earlier, I don't even know if this was on the show or in a commercial, but Jerry is in such an incredible position where it's like, who's the greatest wide receiver of all time? Well, it's Jerry Rice. And there's never a question about it. There's never a, hey, what about? It's like, no, T.O., Randy Moss. Those guys are all second or third or whatever. There is no one better than Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. There's no one better than Jerry Rice.
I'm sorry. I got to cut that.
I understand. It's the game. I understand. Can you say the same with Prime?
I think so.
There is no one better to ever play that position than Deion Sanders.
He's the best.
He is the gold standard for that position.
No, that's too, because like Jerry, there's numbers. You can put numbers behind Jerry Rice and all that. You can't really put numbers behind a DB because they didn't throw to him.
Right.
I wonder, Deion is like impact compared to like what's actual on the stat sheet with Jerry. Not saying that Jerry wasn't impactful, but it's just Deion doesn't have those numbers.
And I don't know if, I'll use Jesse as an example. I don't know if Jesse fully grasped how dominant Deion was because there's no numbers.
I loved him.
You
as
had
Baltimore
to like,
Raven.
Huh?
I said I loved him as a Baltimore Raven
because the numbers aren't there. You had to like experience when Jerry said they would not throw to his side.
Right.
They would not throw to his side.
Right.
That was the real. All the Bill Cowher said, right. "Do not throw to."
Well, to Jesse's point, from the football player standpoint, and this is in the doc, and this was real, the excitement when he would go out there and play wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the pass that they showed, I'm not sure that that's not the only pass he caught in that game.
It was.
But it was a moment,
right?
And everyone who watched it remembered it.
Yep. I watched Deion in that moment last night and just kind of went back. Do you know, I know you know, but I'm just saying in general, do you know how good Deion was to be that boisterous, that flamboyant, talk that much trash, and actually produce? Like there was nothing nobody could say. They may have hated his guts, and he did that from college on. Like he put a lot of pressure on himself to be damn near perfect every time he went out there on the field, and he did it. Like that, that's what I took away. I was like, that's just amazing how good he was to back up everything that he said in his whole persona. You couldn't be Prime, man. That guy was special. And Troy Aikman brought up a good point too. Is because, and you see this a lot with a lot of guys who talk a lot and trash talk or very boisterous or outspoken, is because they're students of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That confidence comes because they know everything forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the thing with Richard Sherman. I used to hate Richard Sherman, but what did you call him
on social media?
Richard.
It's not true.
It's Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman didn't block you on Twitter because you called him Richard Sherman.
That's his nickname. That's just the nickname for Richard.
I don't know why you're tiptoeing around it. It'd be the second time you said it today.
I said it was a T.
All right.
But his confidence and his arrogance to a certain degree was bred in the fact that he knew everything about route trees, the other team's offense. He knew
everything you were going to do before you did it.
Yeah. And that's just, I think that happens a lot with people who are overly confident.
Like that's a great question that Jesse asked, because I feel like if you asked who is the greatest football player that's ever played, a lot of people would say Jerry.
A lot of people would say LT.
I think a lot of people would say LT.
I disagree.
How many people would say Deion?
Not a lot, which is to Jesse's point, to your point.
But Deion also is the greatest.
Wait, what the hell?
Wait, what is this?
What the
hell? No, hold on. Is there a way?
No, what the hell is that?
Trying to figure out a way to. No,
bro, there's no need.
I'm going to enlarge it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wait, what the hell is that?
I will read this. This is from Kenny Caraway, February 1st, 2015. Hey, Dick Sherman, your team was up 10 in the fourth quarter with the ball. What did you guys do? Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. Sir, you're a broadcast journalist. What is that?
Wait a minute. Hold on now. I mean, first of all, that's the nickname for Richard. Is it or is it not?
I call him Rich usually.
I call him Richard.
I call him Richard too.
I call him Richard Sherman.
Too.
Wait a second. Wait a second. What is this?
We got a best hits here.
Hold on. How many tweets is this?
Hines Ward, just speaking that real about Dick Sherman. He's good, but he's a system cornerback.
Oh, man. What else do we got here?
This dude, Dick Sherman, choked the game away.
Bro. Yo. How many times did you tweet this?
Crazy from 12 to 15. Yeah. It's crazy.
This is tough.
Let me get out of here.
This is tough. Wait a minute. What's that tweet say? Carry Dick Sherman in the end zone like the little homie? Sir, this is enough to serve a restraining order.
You called him Dick Carl Thomas Sherman, his full name right here.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Yo. Yo, wait a second. Nickname. For 5 years.
It's a nickname.
For 5 years, this dude has made it seem like he tweeted Richard Sherman once.
I used to call Richard Sherman Dick Sherman. It was just a simple play on his name, but maybe even I had to chill with that. That was in 2016.
Oh my God!
That's when he got the restraining order.
Oh man! Shout out to my boy Richard Sherman, man. Shout out to my boy. That's my boy, man. Unc Sherman.
Jesse
man.
Pulled them Unc receipts. Sherman, man.
I thought it was gonna be one or two.
Oh my God!
Imagine poor Richard Sherman. Look, that was so out of pocket by me too. Imagine poor Richard Sherman open his mentions and sees that's what somebody calling him. Yeah. No, I deserve the block. It was just his name.
We're gonna call today's episode the new season of D'Lo and Casey. like a new season.
It's a season premiere.
Yeah, season premiere of D'Lo and Casey is this episode.
We will make our Super Bowl predictions next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The sneaky suspicion Kyle might be a little lit. He's been having...
Okay, honestly, I'm not.
No.
I'm not. I'm just having a really good time. Like, vibes are up to... Jesse texted me...
Oh, that's good. We've been in the studio. I'm glad it's been nice.
No, no, even... No, Jesse texted me at like 8:15 this morning and was like, vibes are up today.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, they are.
Jesse's been on one. Jesse's attacked 2 former program directors, 3 former market managers.
Living your truth, bro. I love that.
If we win this game...
And Luke Walton.
Well, yeah. I think that's just a daily thing.
Luke is not minding any. He's getting ready for opening night in the NFL, and Luke just getting.
What's he doing to get ready? What's he got to do?
Making nachos.
Oh.
I'm going to be playing this game right here. Little bags. Right out.
Hold on. He can't hear that. Jesse can't hear. Kyle can't hear it. Sorry.
It was Luke Walton talking.
Oh, I'm messing up the show.
It's fine. No.
I'm going to be playing this game out here. If we win, you'll know because I'm going to hit the nastiest night you've ever seen. Mark Randall has been just talking mad. You know what?
You're going to need to beat Mark.
Yeah, I have to.
You're going to need to beat him.
I have to.
Okay.
And I'm going to just brighten his face. I'm going to hit the nastiest night he's ever seen in his life.
Do not come back in here if you don't beat him.
A lot of pressure, but I can handle it, coach.
Get it done.
Kyle, I'm going to need you to win.
Or I'm going to fire that son of a bitch.
This is like a test. Hey,
I said, choice our quarterback.
All right.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Good luck.
Good luck, Kyle. Handle business. Let's go.
Winner gets Joe Brazil.
I got
nightmares. I have nightmares about that.
Jesse said the winner gets Joe Brazil. The whole office is lit.
This right there. This is great. James Hamm.
No, we're glad you're all having fun.
Red cups everywhere.
See, look. Look, our Vanessa even looking at us. God bless it.
Hey, what the hell? Hey, get that out of here. She got a Micah Parsons jersey.
Everybody just smiling, having fun. Crazy. Drinking James Hamm's
James
very heavy-handed
James
alcohol.
James, you know, like if you're... like a butcher or a barbecue, like you have that little thing that you roll out with. He has that.
Yeah.
He's got that for the bar.
We've been having the time of our life on the show, but I'm not gonna lie. It feels like we're stuck here in these seats. Everyone's just having the time of their life out
there.
We're
doing what we can just to have some semblance of a good time.
We're gonna have fun either way. You know what? We don't need y'all. We can have our own party.
The best one is the picture where they're out there at the party and you see us in the background just kind of turn around looking at them.
That was a classic. That was epic.
That was the previous regime who really didn't care whether we were partaking or not.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here and I'm not going anywhere. Things are going to change.
They were good.
The Rock. I was ready. It's like, oh, The Rock is back. The Rock is back. You guys are in trouble.
The Rock. Oh, man.
And I will never leave again.
They really did the same thing. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Shout out to The Rock.
Shout out to The Rock.
Man. And I got 2 more facts. This time, Raiders and Patriots.
So, just to make sure we cover all...
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I'm going to hit this button.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
This is the Coach Brennan Marion Show, brought to you by J Resort, the newest casino and resort in Reno. J Resort has special discounts available for Sacramento State football fans. Just go to jresortreno.com and use promo code SAC0906. Now, here's Coach Marion with D'Lo and KC.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Coach.
The Coach Brennan Marion Show has been brought to you by J Resort, the newest casino and resort in Reno. J Resort has special discounts available for Sacramento State football fans. Just go to jresortreno.com and use promo code SAC0906.
All right, so did you have a factoid that you wanted to touch on?
Oh my goodness. Oh man.
I just want to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
It's floating, and if we get to 320 or so, I gotta be like, hey, we might do something different.
Well, it's all right, coach. You got games to win.
I got two factoids. We'll go Raiders Patriots. They're playing each other on Sunday.
Okay.
The Patriots have the most Super Bowl appearances with 11. That's everybody kind of knows that, but that's one of their factoids.
Yeah.
The Raiders, this is true. I'm not doing the bit anymore. This is for real. They do not have any retired jersey numbers.
They have something else?
I don't know, but I checked. They don't have any retired jersey numbers. It's maybe the only team in the league that doesn't retire numbers. Maybe they have a ring of honor.
Well, I don't think Jerry. This is hilarious. Now, coach is a stand-up comedian. No, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I think we might be missing coach's camera. It doesn't look like coach's camera is there. But I'm gonna go ahead and hit this button for real. Okay. Hold on. Where we go? I'm gonna go ahead.
This is the Coach Brennan Marion Show, brought to you by Jay Resort, the newest casino and resort. Jay Resort has special discounts available for Sacramento State football fans. Just go to JayResortReno.com and use promo code SAC0906. Now, here's Coach Marion with D'Lo and Casey.
Hey, hey. All right, Coach. All right, Coach. What's good, man? You good?
I'm awesome. I'm good, baby.
All right, man. No doubt. All right. No doubt. We love to hear that. Hey, Coach, sometimes you get your ass kicked, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just fine. We talk about it. We get through it. Can you tell us? We know you were in a meeting. You guys have had practice. I'm sure you've done film, all of that. What did you guys focus on this week after Saturday's opener?
Yeah, I thought the quality of opponent that we played helped our players understand the quality of you know, work that you have to put in to win a game. And, mm-hmm. you know, playing a team like that, that's a traditional power, right? You talk about the Dakotas and the Montana schools. They're always the top, the upper echelon of FCS football. Mm-hmm. I thought our guys did a good job of responding to adversity, and making sure that, you know, we don't have Saturdays where we feel like when we come off the field and feel like that again. Because up until the fourth quarter, really, in our minds as coaches, players, we thought we had a chance to go win that game up until, you know, we dropped that touchdown there at the end. Mm-hmm. And so guys knew that, you know, what they needed to do this week to make sure that we don't feel that feeling again. And so anytime you have a new team getting together and building their chemistry, they have to see what it's like actually playing together and feel that, you know. And so I'm glad that we felt it early in the season. You're right. You want that to happen early. So then you go on a run and do what you need to do for, you know, what our goals are. You know, all our goals are still out in front of us. Our guys were motivated, confident, positive this week on what do we need to do to attack what our future is. You know, you live forwards and you learn backwards. So our guys did a good job of learning the lesson that they needed to learn from that game.
Coach, one of the things with college football is there is no preseason. And you can have your summer camp, you have fall camp, you can have scrimmages. But, you know, game days are different. And game energy and game adrenaline is different. And being able to go out there and execute the things that you execute in practice in a real live game setting, sometimes it takes time to translate. Is that something that you felt like it wasn't necessarily all bad, but it was – understanding some of the things you have to do in a game situation, that a lot of those guys, when you talk about a roster turnover, it's their first time working through that together. Did you kind of feel that on Saturday?
Yeah, I got to where I'm at in life because I'm not in the excuse-making business. I think for our players, they just needed to feel that. They needed to experience that, you know, every step of the journey, you know, calculated steps, ordered steps. Sometimes you just need to feel that, you know, you need to go fight a real guy and know, like, okay, boom, I better guard my, like, I better be on point. And, you know, in that game, you had to be on point every down in, down out. There was no like, oh, they're going to take it easy. This player, that team was trying to take our head off. That the guys need to understand that that's what you're supposed to do in football. Mm-hmm. That's the game that you're playing. I mean, that, It should be a violent, aggressive type of game. And so I think our guys know now that just like if you were a track runner running 100 meters, you don't slow down. You don't start slow, then speed up. You have to run full speed. You know, you have to run the whole time. And I think our guys know that now. Like I said, I'm just glad that it happened early in the year so we could do the things that we need to do to put our guys in position to go win games.
Coach, I'll never see nor understand football the way that you do. But watching that game, I felt like your defense had a lot of really good moments in that performance. Is it important to pull good moments, to pull good film in games that end the way that they did, like they did on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, if you look at a day, like how a day happens, right, there's usually a bad minute, you know, you could get bad news for 10 minutes, and how you respond to that bad news is really how your day ultimately will go. For our players, there was a lot of positive moments in that game. I mean, it was not all doom and gloom and negative. For some people it is. I mean, I guess we broke a lot of hearts to some people, but there was a lot of positive moments in our game where our players could be proud about the way that they went to a team that hadn't, you know, obviously has a 30-game home winning streak. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we went and played, you know, a average team or something. Like, we went and played a real team that has a real culture, and we were able to hold our own. Like I said, those guys were trying to knock us out consistently, and they couldn't. We were in the game. We didn't get blown out. I mean, I've been in games where we went to the championship game this season. All right. So I've been in games where we lost 70-30 and we still ended up going to the championship game. I mean, that's getting blown out, right? We didn't get blown out by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, I think that in that situation, our defense, they did a lot of good things. But if you asked our defensive players, they're mad that they let them score. Mm-hmm. I mean, they scored on a 4th-and-1 down in the red zone. We stopped them a couple of times down in the red zone. They were upset that we, you know, gave them 200 yards rushing. There was a lot of things that they were upset about on the field. They said in the second half, they came out, they said, we're not going to let these guys score a touchdown in the second half, and they didn't. Mm. Right? So there's great power in words. There's great power in the people that we have here in this building. Have great faith in our defense and what they'll be able to accomplish this season. And really, you know, there's a lot of positives from that game. Had 7 sacks. I mean, mm-hmm. We affected the quarterback, a real quarterback too, like a really good quarterback.
Yeah. You know, Coach,
7 sacks in the game, by the way, is crazy.
Yeah, they were swarming. Yeah.
We missed about 3. We had some pressures, hurries that we were right there, and he eluded us and made a good play. You know, they're on scholarship too. He made a great play and got away, but I thought our D-line did a really good job.
You know, Coach, one of the things that you know, I try to do as a player, as a coach, as somebody that analyzes sports, is, you know, some of the positive takeaways from good and bad games. And one of the things I thought about with this game, and I don't think your locker room is any type of dire state of this, but sometimes when you go, you know, you have such high expectations for yourself, let alone what everybody else is thinking, but for yourself, and then you go in and you take a loss, take it on the chin a little bit, it checks who's got the character in that locker room, who is able to go through even just a little bit of adversity and say, no, I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to make sure my guys around me keep their head up, and we're going to get back out there and we're going to compete to the level that we know we can. Was there a lot of that this past week as far as everybody like, hey, like you mentioned, it's just one game, but we're still a good team. We still believe we're a good team. Was there a lot of that in the locker room and in practices and things like that?
Yeah, our guys were flying around this week. I mean, our guys were energized, motivated. Like I told them, I mean, adversity causes some men to break and others to break records. I mean, a little adversity just makes our story better. I mean, nobody thought that it would be easy. In today's football, it's really unrealistic to be undefeated. Like, that's not really like a thing. The goal is to get to the championship game, to one, be a conference champion, and then, you know, become a national champion, right? You obviously can accomplish that by being a conference champion first. It was a non-league game. It really had no bearing on what our future holds, right? Other than the fact, like you said, there's no scrimmages, there's no warmups, you know, in college football, you have to go right into it. And so we went right into a hostile environment. Our players did not break. We did not lose any swag or confidence or energy from the defeat. We learned a lot in those lessons of what we need to accomplish. And I think our players attacked that each and every day this week on like, fellas, we're good. Like actually what the coaches have been telling us are true. Like I told them before the game, I said, the way we train, the way we practice in every fourth quarter, we'll have an opportunity to win the game. Like we'll be in the game or we'll be winning in the game in the fourth quarter. Right. Because on our Tuesday practice, we get 140 reps. On our Wednesday practice, we get 120 reps. And that's without individual. That's without special teams, right? So you're getting a lot of reps, and it's full pads, and it's getting after each other. And the way that we recover, like the way we do treatment, you know, our cryotherapy, our, you know, cold tubs, our lifting, the way we feed the players, like you're going to have a chance in the fourth quarter to go win all these games. We're going to make sure as coaches that – when you play here, you have an opportunity to go win these games and be in the game in the fourth quarter. So I think it gave us some affirmation on our process and what we're doing here, because anytime you have this amount of new players, and some of these players came here with already being, you know, all conference, all American type guys. Some of these players came here with broken dreams and, mm-hmm. you know, have trust issues, and we're trying to figure out who they are now. And can they still be that player that they were in high school, or, you know, what they wanted to accomplish. So I think it gave them some affirmation on, okay, we have the right plan, we have the right process. And we wouldn't have got that if we played a warm-up game, if we played a team where we could score 70 and, you know, we didn't really get any – we didn't have any adversity in the game.
Right.
You know, I really thought that the adversity helped us from a locker room standpoint, because now you see that our team can stick together. You know, like that's the biggest question you have when you have this many new guys. It's – can everybody stick together and stay together when it doesn't get the result that you want? And all our guys did a good job this week of doing everything that they could to gel together as a team and build chemistry.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.